Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
10703.
First and last name on the account?
Valmati Dashrit.
I'm sorry, what's the first and last name?
The first name is Valmati, the last name is Dashrit.
You said that zip code was 10703?
Yes.
Okay, will it be under a different name or zip code?
It's not the same name as Vanmati and the last name is Dashrit.
And do you have your order ID number?
What ID number? Hello?
Yes, do you have your order ID number?
What ID number?
Your order ID number.
Okay, I was checking out for items and they say just sort of.
Okay, you're gonna have to talk louder. I can barely hear you.
Okay, I was checking out to get something, and they told me I win. There's something that I had to do that they say I win it, and it's a congratulations to claim your prize.
Okay.
So I fill out everything. They asked me for email, and when I put the email, it didn't go through. Then I have this number came up. The call.
Okay, there's nothing we can do, ma'am, if it's not going through.
But everything went well. I put the same correct email, and it says that invalid email, and it's not invalid.
Okay. You'll need to start over then, ma'am.
I did it twice, and the same problem I'm having just for the email.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am, but there's nothing that we can do.
So why do you put the numbers to get contact with you all?
This is for customers who already have existing accounts.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
You're welcome.